I'm Eric Whitney. In Missoula today, Senator Steve Daines held the second of three meetings that he's called to talk about timber issues. He'll do the same in Bozeman tomorrow. The Republican freshman senator is calling the meetings Timber Management Reform Roundtables, and he's invited mostly timber industry representatives to give him input on what they need to maintain or grow their operations. An often repeated theme is the need to do something about litigation, lawsuits from environmental groups that delay or derail timber sales. Today, Senator Daines told the group it's a top priority for him.
Unfortunately, the people who are not coming to these meetings to be here today are the biggest problem right now on this litigation challenge we face. And there's some good ideas out there. We can come together and say, let's go forward with the reforms and litigation. Again, recognizing the right of individuals to challenge. But I think it's this habitual litigation and perhaps, depending on the eye of the beholder, abuse of that process here that's caused us to have us all tied up all the time.
The Forest Service says that less than half of the timber volume that it sold in 2014 is currently under litigation. And Senator Daines didn't invite groups that have filed timber sale lawsuits to his meetings on forest management reform. I asked him about that after today's meeting.
Some of these groups just are not part of this collaborative process. It's been, over the course of a number of years across Montana, they seem to be outside this process versus in it. We'd love to have dialogue with some of these groups, but they're difficult to bring to the table and bring meetings like this.
You think it would be fruitful for you to sit down with those folks and have some dialogue and talk about it?
If they are looking for ways to solve this problem of the fact that we've seen our timber harvest decline 82% in Montana on federal lands, and they have constructive ideas around how we can solve that problem, we'd very much invite that conversation.
Senator Daines says he thinks that politically, 2015 is the best window of opportunity he's got to get a bill changing timber management on federal lands through Congress. At today's meeting in Missoula and last Tuesday in Columbia Falls, he said that's only going to happen if Montana's entire congressional delegation works on legislation together. Daines says he's been having good discussions with Senator John Tester, a Democrat, but Daines isn't backing the collaborative forest management bill Tester has been working on for years, the Forest Jobs and Recreation Act, or FJRA. That bill would protect more than 700,000 acres of public land in western Montana as wilderness in exchange for expedited logging on three national forests here. I asked Senator Daines if the bill he wants to pass this year could include work already done on Tester's FJRA bill.
I think what we need to get legislation that can pass the United States House, can pass the United States Senate, and get signed by the President. I think it's going to take something more comprehensive in nature in the sense of all 10 of Montana's national forest versus two or three. So I'm looking at this pretty pragmatically. What can we do to get a piece of legislation through Congress on the President's desk and signed? I think it's going to be something more comprehensive based on what I see in the appetite of Congress is today.
Several people around the table today said they were part of the FJRA process, and a lot of time and effort and energy went into that. Can you capitalize on the work that's already been done on FJRA?
Well, we're going to stay focused on, and that's why I made the comment at the end, if you aim at nothing, you'll hit it. Trying to quantify some clear targets. We're cutting at about 100 million board feet a year today in Montana, down from over 600 million board feet from years ago. Let's get that number up to 200, 300 million board feet a year. That's another couple thousand jobs. So we're going to start by quantifying and setting clear, achievable targets, and then work a plan and a process backwards here that we can get a piece of legislation on the President's desk and sign before the end of the year.
Senator Daines is holding the last of his three timber management reform roundtables in Bozeman tomorrow morning. I'm Eric Whitney.